You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It is David versus Goliath. A classic underdog story is set to play out tonight at Cal Expo's Heart Health Park. That's when Sacramento Republic FC soccer team will take on Sporting Kansas City in front of a sold-out crowd, which is quite rare, by the way, for a chance to advance and win the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Sac Republic is in the USL Championship League, which is actually a division lower than Major League Soccer. They had to beat not one, but two Major League teams to get to this point. The semifinal match kicks off tonight here in Sacramento. I spoke with Sacramento Republic FC president and general manager Todd Dunavant, who himself is a former MLS Championship player with the Galaxy and is leading his team on its Cinderella Championship run. Todd, I mean, you just must be pumped.
This is an exciting moment. I think exciting moment for all of us at the club. We've been working hard for a long time. And so for things to come together as they have, we're excited for this opportunity. This is not one that comes around very often in anyone's career. So we're seizing it. And I think Sacramento's seizing it. And we're going to have a packed house tomorrow. It'll be a memorable night.
Yeah. What is the energy like for the team this week?
Yeah, the energy's been good. I think we're coming off of a game where we played in Phoenix on Saturday. The team sort of regrouped, got back together, Monday, Tuesday. And, really you can feel that there's a little, you got that kind of playoff atmosphere in the air, that little, what I would call kind of a good tension in the air. You know, there's something on the line. So, you felt that in training and, we're looking forward to tomorrow.
I mean, if you're a fan of soccer or just a fan of good things happening in Sacramento, this is a pretty big deal. But maybe for some, the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup might be new to some people. Can you just explain how this is different from the United Soccer League Championship?
Sure. Yeah, this is a David Goliath story. This is what's cool about the U.S. Open Cup is that you have an opportunity. There's 103 teams that started, that entered the tournament, all the way from amateur teams all the way on up to, MLS Cup champion teams. So everywhere in between, there's teams involved. So from that 103, now we're down to four. Sacramento Republic has never made it this far. And quite frankly, this is a rare thing to have a non-Division One, non-MLS team advanced this far in the tournament. It only happens, I would say, once or twice a decade historically. So this is a very rare thing. And, we've now knocked off this five games that we've won, single elimination games to advance. The last two have been against MLS teams. First, the San Jose Earthquakes at home. And then we went on the road and beat LA Galaxy in their building, when they're playing their strongest team. So it's been a great run for our guys. And, we know that our strongest test is going to be coming up against Kansas City. They're a very strong team. They've won this tournament four times more than any other club. And it's going to be, it's going to take our best to beat them.
When talking about the rarity of this, some have compared it to the Sacramento River Cats defeating the San Francisco Giants. Would you say that's a fair comparison?
That's similar. It's a little bit different in soccer. We're not a farm team for anyone per se, but at the same time, we are, sort of when you talk divisions, that is the correct comparison. We're one division below MLS currently. And that, means that there's big disparities in terms of salaries and different things like that. So, our guys have done a great job of taking that sort of underdog mentality and bringing it forward. That's really what Sacramento's about. That's who we are as Sacramentans, but that's who we represent. And I think that's something that everybody here can kind of identify with, that we're not the first city that's thought about when you talk about California, but we're the capital. We have a great thing going here, and we're a great sports town. So I think all those things, we're proud to represent that and proud to be punching above our weight.
I want to underscore something that you touched upon, because it really is quite the feat that Sac Republic had to beat not one, but two Major League Soccer teams to get to this point. And one of those teams was the Los Angeles Galaxy, as you mentioned. And you yourself are one of the most decorated players in MLS history, a five-time MLS Cup champion. You retired from Major League Soccer while playing for the Galaxy. Was that kind of like a full circle moment for you?
Well, it was special. I mean, just going down there to be in that stadium, anytime I'm back there, it's a special feeling and have a lot of good memories there. We won a lot of games there. So it was a lot of fun. And to be able to go there, as a visiting team and, in a game, in a quarterfinal that, they put every ounce they could into that from their side. And, you know, we were better on the day. It was a special moment, you know, got to see a lot of old friends and fans and some of that, but we had a huge following that came down. Our fans showed up in droves. We had an entire section who Roro celebrated with after his first goal. So it was a special day all around for the club, and we're looking forward to even building on that, you know, tomorrow night.
I'm just curious, what were those conversations like after you defeated your old team?
You know, I tried to talk to him before more than after. tried to have those conversations in pregame.
Nice strategy.
You know, when everyone was still friendly. But no, it was great. I think, you know, we're all competitors and all respect each other. And I think at the end of the day, you know, it was a good moment for our club, a great moment, really. And one that I think will give confidence to our guys as they're going up against a really good Kansas City team in the semifinal.
Yeah, with close to a year and a half in of being president and general manager of Sac Republic, what has surprised you about leading the club?
Yeah, there's new challenges every single day. I mean, I'm very honored and blessed that Kevin Nagel has entrusted me with this role, and I take that very seriously. I mean, the club is bigger than all of us. What we represent, you know, the indomitable city, the indomitable club. I think that we really take that seriously, and I'm truly honored to be able to, you know, first be a player and now be part of it on the other side. I love being part of teams. You know, our coaching staff has been absolutely tremendous. Mark Briggs has done so much behind the scenes that people don't get to see. They see the final product on the field, but the amount of work that he does scouting, managing our team, you know, is really remarkable, and, you know, complete hats off to him for that great work. But there's not a dull day. I don't know how my days are going to go. I have a schedule set out, but it usually kind of veers and winds. And, you know, we are, and I say this often, yes, we're in soccer, yes, we're in sports, but really we're in the people business. And with people, you have, you know, sort of that unpredictability. And so we try to do right by, you know, our staff and our players. And, you know, there's always challenges that come out of that, but it's the fun part of the job and really probably the secret sauce.
Yeah. Sac Republic has long wanted to cement an MLS bid, and that predates you, Republic FC owner Kevin Nagel, and the city. They're still pushing forward with creating a new stadium. Do you think by being in the U.S. Open Cup that this is the right push to throw in potentially another bid to enter MLS?
Yeah, I mean, we spent the offseason kind of refocusing a little bit as a club and saying, hey, we need to turn the page and move forward. We can't be, we want to take destiny into our own hands. And there was two main ways to do that, we felt. One was to win, plain and simple, put a winning product on the field. We've started off really well in the league. We're in playoff, you know, good playoff position there. And then obviously the Open Cup run, I think, has made national headlines. So to your point, it's put, you know, once again, Sacramento's on the map nationally. That's a good thing. Only good things happen from that. I think what you'll see tomorrow night at our game is a loud, full crowd. We're telling everybody get there very early because of, you know, the mad rush. The state fair is going on at the same time. We want to have a packed house when the game kicks off at 7:30. But to your point, that is going to be good for Sacramento. That's why we got on the map in the first place. We're checking the box on winning. We're checking the box on, you know, doing well in Open Cup and making national noise. And now we're also moving forward with a new stadium, and we're not, you know, that's in our control. We can do that. And so we've got a great spot downtown at the rail yards that I think everyone would agree, you know, has been waiting to be developed for decades. And we can be that catalyst and be that driving force behind not just a revitalization for the rail yards, but also downtown and Sacramento as a whole coming out of the pandemic. I think, you know, getting people back into the downtown space and, you know, livening, you know, and really doubling the size of downtown with the rail yards is going to be huge for our city and for our region. And we're really proud to be part of that.
Right. Since you signed on as president with Sac Republic in spring of 2021, what would you say in that time the biggest changes and successes have been with you and also with head coach Mark Briggs?
Yeah, we really wanted to get the culture right in the team. And we felt like last year we fell short there and, you know, needed to kind of overhaul the roster. So really about 3/4 of our guys and our players are new to the team this year. And that takes time to gel, to get that camaraderie, to bring guys together, and credit Mark for the job he's done with that, you know, in a short amount of time. But really our club is about you know, a core identity of being indomitable, first and foremost, having a winning mentality, which to us means proving yourself every single day. And then our community aspect, our unified community, and looking out for your neighbor, protecting your neighbor. That's how we frame it. So that could mean for our players, you know, looking out for their teammate. It could mean, you know, how do we protect our greater community? How do we show up? And it's what I'm most proud of from this club, and it's what this club has always done long before I was here, is really represent and take care of our community in a way that I think is unique to sports franchises and one that I'm really proud of.
Well, and talking about showing up, I mean, that's also the fan base with Sac Republic FC. I mean, oftentimes our opponents are aware of how loud the fans can get. Given your perspective of, you know, more than a decade with Major League Soccer, what stands out to you about the fans?
The fans are different here, and I think it's really infused into the culture. I remember when I first came to Sacramento, I'd been here before, but never since the Republic was around. And, you know, I got in an Uber and it was very clear, you know, from the first minute that I stepped foot in here, that there was something different. That Uber driver knew about, he wasn't a soccer fan, but he knew about Republic. He knew we were building a downtown Rail Yards stadium. And that was exciting to him. And you see that across our city. You see people wearing the gear everywhere. You see the media coverage that we get, the business community support, the work that we do in the community. All those things are very unique and special to Sacramento because of how important this club has been to this city and vice versa. Yeah. It's been a great relationship. And, you know, again, why I feel, you know, a huge responsibility towards the club and towards the community.
Yeah. I mean, with that, though, recently there was a little bit of a difficult moment, or not even a little bit, but, you know, with sports, you know, comes the intersection of politics, and we are a capital city. You know, the Tower Bridge Battalion was critical of Sac Republic's lack of a statement concerning the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe versus Wade. What struck you about that? You know, having such a loyal fan base that can also be critical of the organization that they support.
No, our fan base has been tremendous. We've had great conversations with Tower Bridge Battalion leadership before, you know, their protest and after. We had them into the office and spent a couple hours talking about, you know, the issue, talking about soccer, talking about life. And we do that, you know, a few times a year with them. And it's really important to do that. So we know that Tower Bridge Battalion is passionate and they've supported the club. And we appreciate that. And we always will. And we know that they're going to show up on Wednesday being louder than ever, making it as hard as possible on the opponents and, you know, getting in the goalkeeper's ear. That's what they do best.
Yeah, it's a sold out. It's a sold out match, right?
Completely sold out. And it happened within minutes. You know, we had never seen demand like that, where we put tickets up and we couldn't keep them up fast enough. I mean, those things were gone instantly. And, you know, again, it just shows why our fans are so great and why the community support has been there from day one with Sacramento. And that's why we got on the map in the first place.
I would imagine, given that this match is also on home turf against the backdrop of the California State Fair at Cal Expo, what does that add to really what is also one of the biggest matches in Sac Republic history?
Yeah, it's another layer. You know, having the state fair on top of our game, it's going to be an incredible backdrop for everyone who's going to be there, for the folks on TV. I think, you know, every which way, our matches on state fair nights are really magical and special. It's also why, again, we want people to get there early and kind of make sure that there's no issues being there for kickoff, because we want a full stadium from the first minute and we want people to get there early. So that's what we're trying to tell everyone. They can hang out in the fair if they want. They can come to the marketplace inside the stadium, whatever it is, have a turkey leg and get ready for the match. So lots of excitement around it. And I think the state fair is just adding another kind of layer to that backdrop.
Yeah, definitely will be bustling. Finally, what advice do you give to your team?
Well, these guys have been doing such a good job. I think we've taken it one game at a time. It's so being present. I think being present for our guys has been super valuable throughout this entire run, as we're not thinking about the game that we have in Charleston on Saturday. We get on a flight the next morning, you know, after the game to go to Charleston. We're planning the logistics for those things, but as players and the team, we want them focused on what they're going to do at kickoff, what they're going to do on set pieces, the man they're marking, what are his tendencies, How can you help your teammate? Those types of things. That's what we want the guys focused on, is the here and now, and the 90 minutes or 120 minutes plus penalties, whatever it takes for us in this game to be ready for anything. And if we do that, we feel like we'll give ourselves a good chance.
Thank you so much, Todd. I'm excited for you. Good luck.
Thank you. Great being here.
And that was Todd Dunavant, president and general manager of Sacramento Republic FC. We spoke yesterday afternoon. The semifinal match kicks off tonight here in Sacramento at 7:30. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.